is the One-Off Technology Podcast with your host, Roy Richardson. Each week we cover topics in the news and how they affect you. Sit back, relax, and open your mind. Hey, how's everybody doing? Welcome to the One-Off Tech Podcast Live Edition, because I got a special guest coming on a little later, and I just want to make sure I hear when they walk into the room, so to speak. And so, don't want to miss that out. Thank you so much for coming here tonight. So tonight we're going to talk about the following topics. We're going to talk about passwords. We're going to talk about Apple's Worldwide Developer Conference that just happened. We're going to talk about Fastly, what Fastly is, who the heck is Fastly, and then we'll have a bonus chapter where we're going to talk about something really cool, where we're going to have a special appearance from a special guest you'll hear. It's going to be awesome. Everything works. This will be amazing. If it doesn't work, this will be a train wreck you can tell your friends about later. All right, so chapter one. This is the crap, change your password now edition. So it was announced that in the news that a password compilation, basically hackers have been scraping websites and people have been collecting all these passwords together with your email combinations and putting them in a text file. And this compilation contains 8.4 billion, with a capital B, email password combinations that have been released to the wild. So basically, hackers have been collecting all these passwords, and so the odds are really high that some site that you haven't been to in a while, your password has been compromised. So change all your passwords now. I want to talk about some password tips, things you can do to make sure your password stays safe. First, and you probably heard this before, never use the same password more than once. In fact, no, don't use your bank password as the same password for Starbucks. I'm just saying, don't ever do that. Next, your password should be a royal pain in the butt to type. I'm serious. It should be so complex. It should be letters and numbers, capitalization, lowercase, special characters. You absolutely need to be a password that you can't stand to type, but you know it's secure, because who the heck can guess that password after all that? Next, your password should be as long as it possibly can be. I mean, I'm serious. 25 characters would be amazing if you could get there. I know that's not practical for most people, but 25 characters would be a great password, and password crackers would take forever to get that password. You know, but some websites, I've been very disappointed. I'll go to some websites and I can only do 8 characters. My 11-year-old could crack an 8-character password, and she'd laugh in your face after she did it. So I'm just saying, 8 characters ain't good enough. Next, never visit a website that's not HTTPS. So if it doesn't have that little padlock up in the browser window right next to the address, don't go there. Don't go there. You just shouldn't. I mean, if your grandma has a website with her recipes and it's not HTTPS, go help her. Go look for a site called Let's Encrypt. We'll give you a free SSL cert. Install the SSL cert. Install the SSL cert on her website so that when you're getting recipes off her site, you're not, you know, leaking out data. So, very important. Please go protect your grandma's recipe website. It's very important. Next, and I'm a big proponent for this, everybody cringes when I say this, use two-factor authentication. What is two-factor authentication? So for a lot of websites, it might be that when you log into the site, they send you an email, you have to go check, you have to get the code and type the code in, or it could be it sends that code to your cell phone, and you type that in order to, so it's basically like having two passwords. And those are good, but there have been compromises on the text message-based two-factor authentication, where if people can spoof your SIM card, they can get that text message. Now, granted, for the average Joes like us, the average folks like us, it probably nobody's going to try to do that. But if you're really paranoid, you need some method of two-factor authentication. I'd recommend using Google Authenticator, because with Google Authenticator, it's on your phone, but you're not getting a text message, so nobody can compromise that. It's on your phone. Or you can use Authenticator Plus, which is available for Android and iPhone. It does cost money, unfortunately, but I love it. It's a great app. I store two-factor authentication codes in there, and it's really simple to set up, so it's really good. That's what you should do. And another possibility is you could do physical key security. So this is a Google Titan key. It's a USB dongle that goes into your computer. And basically, I have Google locked down where if this isn't plugged in, I can't log in. And banks, for people that want to do really high security, are sending the people that got have millions and hundreds of thousands of dollars, these kind of things, for free because they have millions of dollars. So no bank sent me this one. I had to buy this one. They also have a USB edition. I'm sorry, a Bluetooth edition where you have to push the button in the vicinity of your computer or your phone. And the downside of that is that Bluetooth can be compromised. You can leak data. So I don't recommend that if you can help it. The Google one, you can actually go put it on the back of your phone, and it works with near field chips, and so it will authenticate you. And so that's another way. And right now, Google has the USB version for $25. When I originally got it, it was much more expensive. They have a pack for $50 there, but you can get just that USB key. They do have a USB-C, so if your devices have all moved to USB-C, it's $40. If I move my fat head out of the way, I'll just move the page over so you can see it. Anyway, no, my head's just going to be in the way. I'm fine. You just want to be that way? Fine. We'll move my head over here. There we go. So you can see it's $40. That would be an option that would be very helpful to you. You can look at that. And also, okay, so my next tip for you is use a password manager. Now, I have used KeePass for a while, and that's very analog because it's stored locally on your hard drive, your computer. So I added the database to my cloud drive so that all my devices could get to it. But that wasn't as convenient for my family. So me and my wife got thinking about it. If I get hit by a bus, she wouldn't be able to log into anything because I am paranoid that I have passwords and everything, complex passwords and everything that are not user-friendly because, well, I have a password manager now. And so the password manager allows me to create vaults. And the vault, I can share all the passwords with my family members. And then they can use that to be able to get into stuff. Now, the key thing is to stress to your family, you must use a very complex master password because it's only as good as your weakest password. And the password manager I use is 1Pass. 1Password. 1Password is awesome. And they have a family plan. Here's 1Password. I'm not getting any royalties from telling you this. I personally use it. I personally recommend it. I've been using it for over a year now, and it's been great. And once I convinced everybody else to use it, lots of people have been changing over from LastPass, which got really rude and it's making you pay way more money than you should have to use their product now. And so there's deals occasionally. Strangely enough, Amazon Prime Days are coming, but June 21st and 22nd. I don't need to know that, but I do. And sometimes a lot of websites will offer deals during that same period of time. So you may want to wait till closer to then and see if 1Password has a deal. I recommend that. If they send me a link or a discount code, I will put that in the show notes for this episode. So yeah, that's what I recommend. All right. Hey, by the way, if you're watching this channel, I just want to tell you, I would love it. Love, love, love if you would subscribe and ring the bell. Click that bell icon. That way, every time there's a new episode, hey, you'll see, hey, look, Roy's got a new episode on. that tech troublemaker guy, he keeps making videos. I don't know why. Anyway, no, that tech troublemaker guy is making a new video, and I want to see what he's got to say and what's going on in the tech news right now. So anyway, by the way, change your password. Change your password. So anyway, I love 1Password. It's awesome. And, you know, here's the thing. If you want to know if you have been hacked, if your password has been hacked, then I recommend this website, Have I Been Pwned? This site is in partnership with the FBI now. This is a fairly recent thing. And you can go and type your email address or your phone number in, and it will tell you if that account's been compromised. And by the way, if you ever want to send me an email, you can reach me at roy@techtroublemaker.com. That's my email address. You can reach out to me, and I will reply back. And I'm not sharing my screen right now, so it's not near as interesting. Here we go. So, Have I Been Pwned? I will have a link that into the show notes. But you can go there, type your email address or your phone number, and hit pwned. And it will tell you, hey, good news, they haven't found it. But some of my other email addresses definitely found they have been pwned. And so, it tells you sites that have been compromised and that where passwords have been released to the wild. Some of them are kind of old. Like, I changed my LinkedIn password a year ago. So, and I've been changing a couple times since then. So, it's pretty cool. Of course, you'll notice they probably have a deal with 1Password because they're advertising for it. So, yeah. All right. Just want to say, by the way, I love when you leave a comment. If you're rewatching, or if you're watching the replay of this, I still love those comments. I really appreciate it. I do respond to all my comments. I love so much when people stop by. If you want to comment now, hey, that's great. I'm going to take a look and see some of the folks that have dropped by. Hey, Mommy Guy, I just want to say thanks for coming by. Sammy Superstar, I saw your live. Hopefully, Apple's going to help you out with the Mac issues you're having there. Good stuff. Big Red, should I allow my phone to remember my password? Is that dangerous? I think, actually, I have some faith in the iPhone as far as keeping your passwords, but I have more faith in 1Password.com, and it works on your mobile device. You load the app right on there, and it will do it. But because it does take Face ID to get into your phone if you have one of the newer phones, then I feel pretty good about keeping my passwords on my iPhone. So, yeah, I'd say that's okay if you can like it. And it's better than putting your passwords on a sticky note underneath your computer, which I've seen people do. That's one of the problems with complex passwords, is that people write them down and put them underneath their keyboard. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Please change your password, okay? All right, so next up, Chapter 2. Let's see. I'm supposed to throw some paper here. Okay, there we go. Paper. All right. Chapter 2. So this week, I'm supposed to talk about the Apple event. Actually, it was a really cool Apple event. Apple announced so many things. So every year, Apple has the WWDC, Worldwide Developer Conference, and they update developers especially, but also the public, things that are coming in future releases of iOS and macOS and iPadOS and watchOS. Lots of cool stuff coming. And some of the coolest things that they announced that I'm thrilled about is, first up, FaceTime for Android. Okay, hang on. Not exactly, but sort of. So if you're a big fan of FaceTime, then cool. You will soon be able to send links from FaceTime. Once the iOS 15 comes out, you will be able to send links for your FaceTime to people on other devices, PCs, Android, and they will be able to join FaceTime in a browser. And then if you're familiar with Teams or Zoom, they'll kind of show up in a green room, so to speak. They won't be able to immediately join. It'll pop up and say, do you allow George to join the meeting? And you click yes, and then George will be in your FaceTime meeting. The other cool thing is that Apple's going to make FaceTime more social. Could be good, could be bad. But the things are going to be, you'll give you ability to share video and music with your friends on FaceTime. Cool thing about that is that you can host your own watch parties right there on your phone, your iPad, using FaceTime. Hey, let's watch Fight Club, and everybody come join me. or let's go watch Star Wars, or listen to, you know, the latest song by Taylor Swift, whatever you like. And so that's kind of cool. I think that's a neat feature. In the iCloud space, really cool developments. First up, burner email addresses. So why would I want a burner email address? The burner email address, so for example, you want to get some details about an offer online, but you don't really want to be spammed. Well, it'll let you create a one-time use email address that you can submit and you can get a reply back on, but you're not giving away your actual email address and you can throw that away at any time. It's really cool because, hey, maybe you want to enter a contest, but you don't want to get the 10,000 things of spam that they're going to send after the fact. You know, I think it's really cool. Next up, also with iCloud, they're going to give you a VPN that you'll be able to use. It's kind of cool. It's called Private Relay. It's not really a VPN, but it is a VPN. So basically, you'll be able to connect to Private Relay, and then everything you do is encrypted between you and Apple servers, and then it goes to whatever websites you go to. So conceivably, you could check your bank account in Starbucks if you're on Private Relay because everything's encrypted. However, I don't recommend ever on a public network checking your bank account. But the point is that you can. It should be a lot safer. Is it bulletproof? I don't know yet. And the other part is all your data is going through Apple, who right now is a privacy king when it comes to mobile devices. They are doing a lot of stuff in the privacy space, and I've got to give them kudos for that. Also, cool thing, if you use HomeKit, so HomeKit is Apple's smart device kind of protocol, so to speak. It's their Alexa or Google, and it allows you to have smart devices and turn them on and operate them in your house. If you have the 200 gig plan, then you'll be able to save all your videos from your security cameras using HomeKit there. I don't know a lot of people using HomeKit. I think it's really cool, and I would suspect it's more secure from a privacy standpoint than other solutions, but that hasn't quite proven itself out yet. We don't have any evidence one way or the other, but that's the point. All right, and so that's just some of the cool stuff that they announced. For Apple Watch, for example, you'll be able to watch those security videos on your Apple Watch. They're going to do a lot of new health stuff on your Apple Watch. You'll be able to help your grandma out with her password. It will give you a way to share out passwords with family members to help out in the event you lock yourself out of your device. And Apple's going to let you designate who gets access to your digital life after you pass away. Don't pass away. Stick around. It's really worth it. But the cool thing is that they're going to give you a way to do that, which they haven't really given you that before. Also, I want to tell you, I'm out there on social media. I am Tech Troublemaker, Tech Trouble MKR. Again, I couldn't buy vowels on Twitter or Facebook, so it's Tech Trouble MKR, Tech Troublemaker. Chapter 3. So I'm going to talk about something that you don't know anything about. So last night into this morning, a company called Fastly had some technical glitches this morning. Now, if you're not familiar with Fastly, then the thing with Fastly is that it is a content delivery network. There are others like Cloudflare or Akamai that are content delivery networks. And what happens is, like, when you go to websites, the pictures or the media on those websites are scattered on servers all over the world called content delivery network servers. And Fastly is a content delivery network. So, for example, because the content delivery network was down with Fastly, the United Kingdom government web's homepage was down. Spotify was having trouble. Reddit was having trouble in places. New York Times was having trouble. Wired Magazine. Bunches of other sites were having issues this morning. See, when you go visit a website, they try to find the servers that are closest to you so that the website seems extra fast. So, yes, you may be dealing with a company that's hosted in the United Kingdom, and you're in the United States, but you're probably getting content from servers in the United States because they've set up a content delivery network to make sure the data can get to you quicker. So all those pictures. So you're out there, you click on a picture of Kim Kardashian, you're going to hit the server that's closest to you that has that picture of Kim Kardashian that you just clicked on. So, hence, content delivery network. And Fastly had a technical glitch this morning that shut them down. And so, they haven't released yet what happened. We don't know if it was a hack or what, but they were having a bad day this morning. Luckily, it would mostly straighten itself out by the time most of us woke up this morning. But it was even affecting like Amazon, which, strange enough, Amazon has its own content delivery network. And it was affecting several social media networks. So that was crazy, wasn't it? Crazy. All right. When is iOS? Next iOS update? So the next update for macOS and iOS is projected to come out fall of this year. Usually, Apple releases new devices in September, and so odds are it's going to come out right there in time, or just as those devices come out in September. So, wonder what they'll release. I'm still waiting on like the M1X chip to come out with a really nice, really fancy MacBook Pro. Not that I need one, not getting one, but I just think it's really cool. All right. So, and again, if any of those content delivery networks are down, you're going to have trouble websites. Cloudflare is huge. If Cloudflare went down, there are so many websites that would not be accessible or would not be as colorful with pictures and media as they are right now. Video, for example. So, that'd be bad. All right, now we're going to the bonus chapter. So, as I mentioned, I have a special guest today. Let's hope this works. I love when magic works. It's a new segment I'm going to call My Not-So-Smart Home. Anyway, we'll call it Stupid Smart Assistant Tricks. So my guest today is Alexa. Now, I have to tell you that my daughter's name is very similar to Alexa. So I've had to rename my Alexa device to Echo. Say hi, Echo.
Sorry, I'm not sure.
All right, so Alexa's visiting today. Echo, can you tell me a yo mama joke?
Your mother's so sweet. 9 out of 10 dentists recommend talking to her only in moderation.
There you go. All right. Echo, I've got 99 problems.
But a glitch ain't one.
Echo, is your refrigerator running?
Yes, it's training for a 5K.
Very good, very good. Echo, I like big butts.
You cannot lie. Good. Honesty is important.
Honesty is important. Honesty is definitely important. Echo, my name is Inigo Montoya.
Stop saying that. I've never killed anyone's father.
Speaking of that, Echo, I am your father.
No! That's not true. That's impossible.
Echo, are we in the Matrix?
You take the blue pill, the story ends. You take the red pill, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Echo, where is Chuck Norris?
If Chuck Norris wants you to know where he is, he'll find you. If he doesn't, you won't know until it's too late.
Echo, can you sing an auto-tune?
In the song I hear them tune, the coolest sound I've ever known. Somewhere far along this flow, machines have found their soul, and the groove ain't heartless.
She's awesome. Echo, beam me up.
Okay, I'll do it, but you should probably know that I accidentally combined a human and a tribble once. Just once. Here we go.
All right. If you like that segment, leave me some of your favorite Alexa commands in the comments, and then I'll talk about them on a future. Again, go change your passwords right now. Oh, I do want to say, I had a video released on Sunday that was my Mac Mini M1 review, and I did something just a little bit different with an unboxing video. You got to watch it all the way through to see that part. It's a short video, I promise. 4 minutes. You can watch it. But I did something just a little bit different on the unboxing part. So I suggest watching it. Go to my channel, look for M1 Mac Mini review and unboxing, and watch that video. I will post links to all the links that I mentioned. 1Password, Have I Been Pwned, the Google Store for the Titan Key. I'm not getting any residuals for that stuff. Those are just things that I use, that I trust, and I think you'll like them as well. Thanks so much for coming by. Have a great rest of your week. Bye. You've been listening to the One-Off Technology Podcast with your host, Roy Richardson. Be sure to subscribe wherever you find your podcasts on Apple, Google, Stitcher, and Spotify.